Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was the orchestra of Georgie Old from 1946 with a lovely rendition of the song Come to Baby Do. The words being provided by Lynn Stevens, and the song was written by Sid Miller and Innes James. Well, Georgie Old was a Canadian. He went to the US where he spent most of his career, a very fine tenor sax player, as we heard on the towards the end of that recording. And he worked for a while with the band led by Artie Shaw before setting out on his own career as a band leader. Well, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and yes, we are looking forward to tomorrow, Canada Day, a national holiday celebrating the birth of Canada. We're going to feature some musicians, some singers, and some songwriters, all of whom have a distinct connection to Canada. So that is what we will hear today. And our next performer, perhaps one of the most famous Canadian artists of the last century, and that is pianist Oscar Peterson, he of the brilliant style. Well, he often played with his trio, and he often played solo, and frequently accompanied singers on his many, many recordings. And we're going to hear a bit of each of that, all from the 1950s. We'll go to 1957 for our first two recordings with Oscar. And this is featuring the voice of Anita O'Day. And it's the Oscar Peterson Quartet. And I believe that is the trio, which is Oscar on piano, of course, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on bass. And the trio is joined, in this case, by John Poole. Well, they're going to bring us a number written by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg called Old Devil Moon. In the same year, Oscar and his trio and drummer Louis Belson made a series of recordings with two of the most famous names in jazz, and that is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And we're going to hear them, all of them, with a lovely Jerome Kern Dorothy Fields number called A Fine Romance. And then we're going to go back to 1951. I guess Oscar was getting into his career pretty well by this time. He made a series of recordings in Montreal, and I believe this is one of them. The song is written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnson. I'm sure you'll recognize it, and Oscar does a lovely version of the standard Pennies from Heaven. So we'll listen to three recordings from Oscar Peterson and friends, and we'll start with Anita O'Day, 1957, Old Devil Moon.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't nestle, a fine romance you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old mate aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the Eagle of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
You take romance and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults at all morals. I've never mussed the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance, my dear judges. Two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. Oh, we don't have the thrills that the march of time has. By number this fine romance, my good woman, my strong age in the wood. Woman, you never give the audience a center glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies who I send a glance, yeah.
No, I prefer cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're celebrating Canada's birthday, which is due to take place tomorrow with all those celebrations. And we're featuring Canadian artists this morning. We just heard three recordings made by pianist Oscar Peterson from 1951. We heard him with his, I guess it was a trio. I didn't hear the guitar, I guess, so maybe just the bass. Pennies from Heaven. Before that, accompanying Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong on Jerome Kern and Dorothy Field's A Fine Romance. And we started out with Oscar and the trio on Old Devil Moon from 1957, featuring the voice of Anita O'Day. Well, earlier on in the show, I mentioned that we were featuring both Canadian artists and the work of Canadian songwriters, and there were quite a few of them. And our next three recordings are going to feature songs written by Canadian songwriters. And our first one is a song written by Ralph Freed. He was born in Vancouver and he moved to the U.S. where he worked mainly in the film area as a film songwriter, and he also worked very extensively with composer Burton Lane. And incidentally, his sister, Ruth Freed Ask, was also a songwriter, so definitely a family tradition. Well, we will hear him with a song he wrote with Burton Lane, and that's called How About You? And we'll hear it brought to us by Frank Sinatra, accompanied by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, recorded in 1956. And then we're going to hear from the songwriting team of Alex Kramer and his wife, Joan Whitney. Well, Alex was born in Montreal in 1903, and he studied music at the McGill Conservatory. He moved to New York when he was in his 30s, and he continued both with his piano work and also turned to songwriting, for which he were very grateful. He and his wife, Joan, was also a songwriter. Well, they're a pretty prolific team, and they produced, I believe, over 100 songs over time. Well, we're going to hear them with one of their most famous called Candy. And it's going to be brought to us in a recording made in 1945 by another famous Canadian, and that is Robert Farnon. Well, in 1945, he was working in England. He was Captain Bob Farnon then, and he led the Canadian band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And we will hear Bob Farnon and the band, with Paul Carpenter providing the words to the song written by Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney, Candy. And then we will go to Raymond Egan. Now, he was born in Windsor, Ontario, in 1890. He later moved to the U.S. in around about the 1920s. He began writing songs for Broadway and for movies, and also continued throughout his career to work as a lyricist, in collaboration with many popular standards with various composers. And we'll hear one of them. This time he's working with Richard Whiting. The song is called, I'm sure you've heard this one, Ain't We Got Fun? And we're going to hear a recording made of it by Doris Day in 1953. And she's accompanied by the Norman Luboff Choir. And the orchestra is led by Paul Weston. And that will be the lyrics of Ray Egan. And we'll start with Frank Sinatra bringing us Ralph Freed's song, How About You, in 1956.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And James Durante's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And James Durante's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. I like it. I like it. How about you?
Some say that love is sweet as a rose. Some say it's honey and the bee. Well, sit right down and let me tell you what my love is to me. Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. And candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, and we haven't a bus. but smiles were made dear for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, and we haven't a bus. But smiles were made, dear, for people like us.
In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime,
in between time, ain't we got fun?
Every summer, every winter, don't we have fun? Twins and cares, dear, come in pairs, dear, still we have fun.
When I first saw you, I had but one thought.
And then you chased me until you were caught.
From the day I whispered, may I please hold your hand?
You've progressed and I'm impressed and I think you're grand.
I'm not too clever, but I'd like to say those words forever.
Thank you, kind sir, I won't mind, sir.
Ain't we got fun?
We just heard the work, I should say, of three Canadian songwriters. We started out with the lyrics of Ralph Freed, brought to us by Frank Sinatra, and of course accompanied by Nelson Riddle, 1956. Burton Lane wrote the melody, and the song was How About You. Then we heard from Captain Bob Farnan and his Canadian band of the Allied Expeditionary Force from 1945. They brought us Candy, written by the songwriting team of Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney, and we heard words on that one from Paul Carpenter, a singer with the band. And we will be hearing again from Captain Bob Farnan in his later role as Robert Farnan, the composer, arranger, and conductor of so much wonderful music throughout the decades. And that'll be a little later on in the program. And we also heard from Doris Day with Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir, bringing us Ain't We Got Fun from 1953. And lyrics on that one were provided by Raymond Egan, along with music from Richard Whiting. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're celebrating Canada's birthday today. Actually, it's Canada's birthday tomorrow, but I thought we'd steal a march on it and feature Canadian artists and songwriters to celebrate them. Amazing contribution to popular music and jazz by Canadians. Well, we're now going to turn to some Canadian singers, and our recordings will all be taken from the late 1950s, and actually they're all from one album that I acquired some time ago, and it's called C'est Magnifique, Montréal Sings, from 1953 to 1968. And these are recordings made by Canadian artists, I believe for radio stations, including the CBC in Montreal, around between those dates. And the recordings we will hear are from 1958, 59, and 1960. And our first recording will be from 1960. It's brought to us by Yolanda Lisi. She's accompanied by the Buck Lacombe Orchestra, and it's for Radio Canada, 1960. The song is Quand je monte chez toi, and it was written by Henri Salvador. And then back to 1958, to a delightful singer by the name of Dino Vale. And he and the Buck Lacombe Septet this time will bring us a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. This has had many recordings made of it, and I think this is a particularly nice one. Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And then to 1959. The orchestra is led by Johnny Holmes, and it was featured, this recording, on his radio show, the Johnny Holmes Show on CBC Radio, July the 22nd, 1959. The song is Don't Take Your Love From Me. It was written by Henry Nemo, and we'll hear the lovely voice and style of Sheila Graham. So three Canadian singers. We'll start with Yolande Lissy and Quand Je Monte Chez Toi.
Quand je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier qui n'en finit pas de monter, j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat. Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. Je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat. Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi.
Country dance was being held in the garden. I felt a bump and heard an oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around the pug-nosed dream. Music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on my pug-nosed dreams. there were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated across the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now, in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the word ever after. Every time I see polka dots and moonbeams, when I kiss my pug-nosed dream, when I kiss my pug-nosed dream.
Star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make, so please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are looking ahead to tomorrow, Canada's national holiday, July the 1st, and bringing you a tiny selection of some of the wonderful recordings and music made by Canadian artists and songwriters. We've just been visiting Montreal and listening to some selections from an album I mentioned, called C'est Magnifique, Montreal Sings, 1953 to 1968. We heard from Yolanda Lissy with Quand je monte, Chez Toi, written by Henri Salvador, accompanied by the Buck Lacombe Orchestra. Dino Vale joined us with Polka Dots and Moonbeams from 1958. And he was also joined by Buck Lacombe, but also his septet. And we finished up with Sheila Graham, very fine rendition of the Henry Nemo song, Don't Take Your Love From Me. She recorded that for CBC Radio on July the 22nd, 1959. And it was a Johnny Holmes show, recording taken off the radio. And she was accompanied by the Johnny Holmes Orchestra.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're celebrating Canada's birthday, which is due to take place tomorrow with all those celebrations, and we're featuring Canadian artists this morning. Well, we'll carry on with our Canadian artists, and we're going to go, as I promised, back to Robert Farnon, this time from 1956. Well, at this point, Robert Farnon is well into his career, which he settled in the UK and continued his career there for the rest of his life. And he does just about everything. Composer, conductor, arranger. He also played trumpet. I'm not sure he did much of that in his later years. But his work is beautiful, both his compositions and also his conducting. And arrangements are particularly fine, as we will hear. His work was impeccable and very delicate, very sweeping at the same time, a beautiful combination of the strings and the rest of the orchestra, the woodwinds and the brass. Always lovely to listen to. And having given that build up, I will tell you what we're going to hear from him just coming up. This is taken from an album he made, arrangements of the music of De Silva, Brown and Henderson. That's Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown and Ray Henderson. Made that recording in 1956. And the song he picked, and he's conducting his orchestra on this one, Sunny Side Up. Another Canadian who did beautiful arrangements and was also a very fine conductor is Percy Faith. And he, of course, born in Canada and worked primarily in the U.S. And, oh, he accompanied so many different singers. And we're going to hear him with a song from 1953. And the title of the song is the song from Moulin Rouge, Where Is Your Heart? This, of course, was featured in the film Moulin Rouge. And it was written by Georges Auric, Jacques Leroux, and William Envic. It was a big hit in 1953 for Percy Faith. And we'll hear the words of the song from Felicia Sanders. And then back to 1939, to Canada's crooner, and that's Dick Todd, often referred to as the Bing Crosby of the Canadian scene. But he had a lovely, rich voice and sang a lot with Artie Shaw. We will hear him with the Leonard Joy Orchestra, and they're going to be bringing us a number written by Rodgers and Hart called, I love the lyrics to this one, Manhattan, and that's Dick Todd. And we'll hear now from Robert Farnon and his orchestra, Sunny Side Up.
We'll be right back. wonder. Your lips may be near, but where is your heart? It's always like this. I worry and wonder. You're close to me, but where is your heart? It's a sad thing to realize that you've a heart that never melts. When we kiss, do you close your eyes, pretending that I'm someone else? You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your
city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. City's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Thank you so much for joining me today on our celebration, our anticipatory celebration of Canada Day tomorrow with the Canadian artists and songwriters. We have one more song for you, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. Do please stay with us. Randy will be joining you in a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for this afternoon. And for our final song today, we're going to hear again from Robert Farnon, this time his own composition. The orchestra, of course, conducted by him himself. It's from 1947, and what could be more appropriate for Canada Day in Ottawa but his composition, Ottawa Heights.